Broadcasting from deep within the second realm, you are listening to agoristradio.com.
Hello, this is Hero White of the Cypherpunk Show. Agoristradio.com is sponsored by MetroPie.net, SSH proxy and VPN services. Privacy is your right, only if you defend it. Please support our sponsors and tell others about them.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Cypherpunk. This is Hero White. Today we have Stephanie Murphy with us, and she is with the Porkfest Project. So, Stephanie, are you on?
I sure am.
Hey there.
Hi, Hero. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for coming on. Well, why don't you give us a brief introduction to what is Porkfest?
Absolutely. So, Porkfest is short for the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I guess I've introduced a bunch of new terms, so for any of your listeners who aren't familiar, the Free State Project is an organization that's dedicated to getting 20,000, at least, liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire. And so, of course, that would include agorists and, anarchists, voluntarists, libertarians, anything that kind of falls under that big umbrella. And as part of an effort to excite people about moving to New Hampshire, the Free State Project puts on a big festival every year that's held in northern New Hampshire at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, and it's called the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or Porkfest, as we like to call it for short. So if your listeners would like to find out more about the Free State Project, their URL is freestateproject.org, and if they want to find out more about Porkfest, they can go to porcfest.com.
Okay, well, great. That was a nice little intro. How long has they been? Have you been doing the Porkfest? How many years?
Oh, it's been a long time. I think the first one, Porkfest Zero, was back in 2004 or 2005, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of jumped around locations in the past couple of years, but we've settled on Rogers Campground up in Lancaster because it's got this beautiful scenery. The campground is very accommodating. Funny story, actually. Last year, I guess there were some police that stopped by the campground just nosing around trying to find out if there was anybody doing anything they didn't like. And the owner actually said, you can leave, and they did. So it's a pretty peaceful place. For the most part, people are left alone.
Uh-huh.
And it's a beautiful scene. If you've ever been up to the White Mountains in New Hampshire, you won't want to leave. It's just very pristine. There's a lot of hiking that goes on. And Not just for the beautiful weather and the beautiful scenery. I mean, the best part, I think, about Porkfest is the community.
Right.
And the people that you meet there.
Yeah, that's something that I find about one of the best things about the entire Free State Project and the Porkfest and the things that are happening over there is what is happening with the people meeting similar minded people and starting to network together and not just the whole idea of the Free State Project as itself of from a standpoint of political reform in the state. I'm not so much into the that type of political action. But I think the entire project is fantastic because of how many people are coming together and networking and these ideas that are flying around, and there's people doing new businesses together. And I had on the show the other day Alex Weed, who's is working on this pork loom system, and I ran across him because I'm interested in, and we've had on the show several times here, Patrick Chagroff, who is the original programmer of the loom code. Now Alex, he forked his own version he created his own version of the loom, but it was just fascinating to see all different people just starting to run into each other from different directions. So it's pretty interesting. Let me ask you a few questions. I saw when I heard about this being on a campground, typically, you know, you think of a campground my ideas of campgrounds usually are just these little small places. But I saw on the site this is 116 acres with like 500 campsites and 52 hotel rooms. So pretty big.
Yeah, it's absolutely a big place. There are hotel rooms and there are cabins that are available for rent on the campground, but those fill up so quickly they're usually booked by the end of the Pork Fest of the previous year.
Right.
So if you want to get one of those, it's good to network with somebody. Actually, there are some forums now on porkfest.com where you can meet people and even prearrange to share campsites or share motel rooms or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's really a good example of kind of a free market that emerges.
Uh-huh.
You know, Rogers has this set number of hotel rooms, and you know, some people buy them up and then trade them at the last minute or make arrangements to share or whatever. So there's actually a lot of, I guess, sort of algorithm that goes on there.
Great. How many people were at last year's Pork Fest?
Last year, the official numbers, I guess, were about 850, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we're expecting at least 1,000 people. It's grown from year to year. Every year there have been, you know, several hundred more people that show up. And this year the organizer of the event is Sovereign Curtis, and he's doing a great job promoting Pork Fest on all different kinds of websites and getting the message out there. The registrations have been up earlier than they were in years past, and we've got a real easy system to go on the website and get your ticket. And I have to say, it's extremely affordable. It's the vacation that I look forward to every year, but it's so cheap. It's not like your typical vacation where you're thinking about spending a lot of money. I mean, it's very, very cheap for renting a tent site, and if you share, it becomes even less.
Yeah.
So it's a great idea. It's a great idea to meet people and form those relationships to share with.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say here one more thing. You were talking about not being so much into the political action that was sort of the historical basis of the Free State Project, I guess you could say. Just from a personal perspective, not speaking for Pork Fest or anything, but myself, when I came to New Hampshire, I was I guess a little bit more open-minded to doing politics, but as time went on, I kind of realized that was not the best path for me. I guess you could say radicalized a little bit. And I think that really tends to happen with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I see some value in the kind of big tent approach and bringing in all kinds of people, getting them together to network and share ideas
for
the Free State Project, because it constantly happens that people's political views are evolving and changing. And when you're around a group of people who already get it, who already have, share 90-95% of your exact same philosophy, then you can really start to grow and evolve that other 5%, and I think that's really helpful. So Pork Fest is one of the ways to meet people and start to do that.
That was that's really nice there, because when I first heard of the Free State Project and their goals, that is what my impression was okay, we're going to get 20,000 people to come here, and we're going to be on the steps of the Capitol building, making this place free, what I'm seeing from the outside and the activity there and talking with the people and following some of the stuff that's going on. I listen to Free Talk Live sometimes, so you hear a lot of stuff that's going on in some of the communities there. And there's just so much activity happening on the ground. It's sort of an agorist type thing that's happening where it's not so much about changing from the Capitol building down, but certain things happening on the ground and then, you know, moving up from there. So, yeah, it is real nice. You know, back to affordability, you mentioned the tent sites. I see on here the tent sites are like $25 or something like that. RV sites are around, you know, like 35 average, and hotel rooms are 75 to 130.
I did want to mention real quick that I think Rogers has a policy where if they sell out of tent sites, they will actually give you an RV site that you can put your tent on for the same rate as a tent site.
Okay.
And I believe that the tent sites are all sold out now, so you can, if you call them, you can get the tent rate on an RV site.
Oh, great. How much are tickets for the Pork Fest for participants who are just going to go there and walk around?
Tickets are $30 for the whole week, so it's extremely affordable. And the only reason that we even charge for them at all is basically that, you know, it does cost a little bit of money to organize the event every year and just bring in all the speakers and have, you know, the logistics and get stuff printed up. So, when you think about it, it's very affordable.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if you register, you actually are going to get some interesting stuff in a little bag that comes with your ticket. And included in that is a map of the Agora Valley, which is the agorism hub, I guess, at Pork Fest.
Uh-huh.
There'll be a lot of people selling and bartering and trading things. And it becomes this really cool community because this market emerges at Pork Fest where you can really get kind of anything you need just for that one little week, and really anything to think of. So it's something you kind of have to see to believe, because you wouldn't believe the diversity of products and services that are offered there just in this one little, short festival.
Okay.
Last year it was only... Okay, sorry, go ahead. Getting a little excited.
I just had a couple questions on that. So...
Sure.
The stuff that's going on, let's go over that, and we'll touch on the stuff with the vendors specifically. But when you go to Pork Fest, what's going on? Are there special events? I heard something about J. Neil Schulman, who many of our listeners know from the author of Alongside Night. I guess he's going to be a speaker.
Yes, he is going to be a speaker, as is Stefan Molyneux, and also some of your listeners may also be familiar with Roderick Long. He was also confirmed as a speaker, and so I'm very much looking forward to all three of those. Speakers, although they're awesome, are not even really the highlight of Pork Fest, I would say. There are just so many events going on. If you go to porkfest.com and you click on the schedule tab, you can see the Google Calendar, which kind of lists all the events going on. And at any given time, it can be very hard to choose what to go to because there are all these different competing events, and they all look like fun. I mean, we have everything from a cook-off contest, a one-pot cook-off sponsored by the Liberty Ladies. There's a family carnival that's happening on Saturday, and there are kids' activities through the whole week for people who have families. There's human versus zombies. there are all kinds of games and outdoor activities. I'll be teaching a yoga class. There's hiking. There's a soapbox idol competition where people rant about their favorite issue. Plus, there's a big gay dance party where she's trying to get some more GLBT folks to move to New Hampshire, so she's having her big gay dance party.
Mm-hmm.
And firearms activities. They're going to be shooting and firearms etiquette lessons.
Okay.
So just really kind of something for everybody. You can't even really list off all the events. I guess you just have to go to the schedule and check it out for yourself.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule right here. I see quite a range of things here. There's a lot of activities for families. So, I mean, I see this like playground romp, kickball, family mixer, family bonfire in the evening. You know, that's really nice. So it's ammunition reloading, geocaching, great, pool and pizza party, free talk live. So this is a week-long event, and wasn't it only a weekend thing before?
Yes, that's correct. Last year it was I guess kind of unofficially a week, because there were some people that would come for the whole week, but this year it was officially expanded to the whole week. Last year, yeah, it was only like the weekend, Friday through Sunday, or Thursday through Sunday.
Great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you were mentioning about the family activities, Joe. It's really great to see that, I think, because, you know, there are some people who come and say, oh, well, it's just going to be a big party the whole time. What am I going to do with my kids? No, there's something for everyone, no matter what age you are. And you can not only have something for the whole family to do, but, you know, your whole family can meet people and kind of start to plug into the community in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And there are just some people who come to Porkfest, and it's really exciting to see this because it happens every year. There are people who come and are just so excited about New Hampshire because they meet so many great folks and they've never been surrounded by so many like-minded people before. Uh-huh. They get so excited that they just don't leave.
Yeah. Great. Well, yeah. That sounds like part of the, you know, the goal, you know, to bring people together and see what happens. Well, on the topic of the vendors, can anyone be a vendor? Do you have to sign up to be a vendor? Is there a cost for that?
There is a sign up, and it's I don't think there's a cost, but you do have to make a voluntary agreement with the Agora Valley Co-op. So, and in order to get in on that, there's a contact info on the porkfest.com website, but I believe you can just email vend@porkfest.com or agoravalley@porkfest.com, and either one of those should get you in touch with the right people to get yourself set up.
Okay, Agora Valley is what you're calling this area of where the market is?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's, I mean, there's also been people talking, your listeners may have heard the Porkfest Agora's Co-op, and I guess that's kind of one and the same with Agora Valley. Agora Valley is just the area of the campground where all these people are going to be set up. And, you know, anyone is free to vend things, but there were a lot of people who thought it would be good to have everybody kind of together in the same physical space so that they could, you know, maybe form business relationships and just facilitate trading, have a central hub where everybody could go to buy things and sell.
Yeah, it just turns into a big market where you walk through it and it's all in a general one location, you know, in the same place. That's nice. So what is this Agora, what do you call it, co-op? What exactly is that?
Oh, yeah. So the Porkfest Agora's Co-op, it's basically a cooperative, a network of businesses and individuals that are interested in buying and selling things and kind of out to provide services and goods to the community at Porkfest.
Uh-huh.
And it's been around since last year. It's basically just kind of a loose association, but it's always nice to see that kind of thing, people coming together, and business relationships certainly form out of that. One of the things that I was most impressed with last year, when it was just Agora Alley instead of Agora Valley, uh-huh. It was a little bit smaller last year, I was really impressed with the food services in particular that happened at Porkfest. And you think about the logistics of getting fresh food up to the White Mountains of New Hampshire, which is kind of in the middle of nowhere, and feeding almost 1,000 people who are hungry a couple times a day and wanting to buy your food. It was amazing the amount of people who stepped up and were able to provide that service. And it was so successful, in fact, that there used to be these kind of officially recognized vendors.
Right.
And there was this vendor tent where people were selling food and other things at Porkfest. But the Agorist vendors were so successful this year that they just cut out the official vendors, and now all the vendors are going Agorist. So it's really great to see that kind of people stepping up to meet the demands and fill the services of people who are at Porkfest.
Oh, yeah, that's really great. Now, is this co-op, these people only do this for this event, is that correct?
Yes, it's only at Porkfest. However, there is a lot of networking that goes on behind the scenes and, of course, preparation that happens before Porkfest actually starts. And, in fact, I remember after last year's Porkfest, there were people starting to plan for this year's Porkfest. So there's really been a lot of planning in the works. And the other thing I want to mention is that there has been a sponsor who has stepped up and has offered marketing sponsorships to people who are running agorist businesses and other organizations at Porkfest this year, and that's the Venture and Arco-Capitalist firm. I think you can check them out at ventureandcap.com or org. I'm not really sure, but I'm sure you can find it with some Googling. But, they've stepped up to offer the marketing sponsorships, getting signs and menus and stuff printed for people who are selling food. And so, I don't know, that's the kind of thing, I think, that comes out of having people network together and say, just put their ideas out there and say, hey, I'm thinking about selling this at Porkfest. Anybody got any ideas? And, how can we put our heads together? And I'm looking for a partner to run my little food stand. How can we work that out?
Is this what they're offering? What exactly are they offering as their sponsorship? What does that mean?
They're offering basically printed materials.
Oh, okay.
And some cash, I guess, for startup costs for businesses. Mm-hmm. So basically it's, a guy who really likes to see entrepreneurship and some partners of his and is trying to help some agorist businesses kind of get off the ground and maybe in hopes that they'll continue beyond Porkfest and continue providing stuff without asking permission.
Well, go ahead and give me the links for this after the show, and I'll post them on the show notes for the archive.
Sounds great.
And the listeners can go there direct. So I had a question about this, the co-op thing. Well, not a question, but a comment. Is one of the things that we just had a show with Brock Lorber, who is working on the Black and Yellow Pages. And it's a project to create a system where people can put in, create a profile and put up there the services and the goods and the products or whatever that they have to offer that they're willing to do for trade and the different forms of currencies that they accept, like Bitcoin or Loom or certain types of gold or silver or all the different types of currencies and assets that are being issued out there right now. And it ties in real nicely with this Pork Loom system and for transferring of assets, because it's one thing to have a mechanism where you can use to exchange assets or transfer vouchers for your services or products or whatever. I mean, you could, if you had a pizza company in Keene, you could literally issue a pizza currency that would be good for pizzas, and then that can be distributed, these little vouchers or whatever, they can be distributed in this system, and people can use them to... if they want something from a friend, they can say, well, here's two pizzas, and then in exchange, you give me some Bitcoin or who knows, something else. Anyway, so it's one thing to have a system that actually does that. It's another one for another thing to have a community where anyone who is buying, anyone who is selling, anyone who has any type of services or products, even if they're just doing them in their home, they don't have this business storefront or anything, they can put up this information, and then people get into this and the system, and it sort of does matches between people who are looking for food products that are organic or, the like. And
yeah, absolutely. I've even seen people posting kind of wanted ads, I guess you could say. Like, for instance, somebody will post on the Agora Valley group that we have going on Facebook, something like, well, I'll be probably looking for massages at Porkfest. Is anyone going to be offering them? Mm-hmm. Or, I'll be looking for leather belts or something. Is anybody going to be selling those? So it's really...
That's nice.
It's really a great... Yeah, it's a great exchange. And the alternative currencies that flow around, too, which you touched on in your comment just a minute ago, is very interesting. I'm not sure if anyone is going to be using bitcoins this year, although I could imagine they might, especially if there's some means of, having reliable internet access and a way to keep track of that kind of electronically. But there definitely have been people in the past using silver, FRNs, Shire silver, Taz cash, all these alternative currencies that are making their way about there, or even trading services for services, or you know, food for food, or other things like that. So it's great to see all the diversity there.
It's great. Alex is doing something over there that is he's like a pioneer, and I don't think a lot of people understand what his pork loom system can do. But when you're exchanging and bartering, you know, services for services, it's one thing to do that in person, or to call someone up and say, hey, I'll do this for you, I'll do that for you. But when you can actually take that and issue your own coupons or your own vouchers or your own tokens or whatever word that you want to do it inside of the pork loom system, it's like creating these vouchers that can be redeemed with the person who issued them, or they can be exchanged amongst each other. So it turns into a much larger, I call a multi-dimensional exchange system. And you mentioned that people are posting, anyone that's going to be there that's doing this and that. That is what we're trying to address with the Black and Yellow Pages, is to create a system that is specifically for that, and they can be regionally based, because right now there's so much that's happening inside of private forums where people are just talking, and in the middle of a thread and a conversation, someone posts, hey, is anyone doing this or that? And it's a very ad hoc, it's very disorganized and hard to find and meet up with people to put out, hey, I'm looking for this, and for people who possibly could be providing that to actually find you, you know? So that's what we're trying to get these systems like hooked up and integrated. If the Black and Yellow stuff gets going good, we might try to get that tied in. I've been talking with Alex on this. We want to try to tie the Pork Loom and the Black and Yellow, not together as one website, but to have them as sort of companion websites. And we already have interest from several other groups around the country for this same type of system. So this is all really exciting. Well,
that's great. And Porkfest might be a good place to promote something like the Black and Yellow Pages and Pork Loom, of course, too, because there are just so many people concentrated in one area, and even if not all of them necessarily are planning on moving to New Hampshire or planning on moving right away, at least they'll be able to be there in person and network and get your message across to them so that maybe they can participate from online or wherever.
Well, man, we could see if we can talk Brock into going out there and setting up a little booth, and people can come by and sign up right then and there. What services do you have? What do you offer? Let's enter you into the machine right here. And
that would be the place to do it, because the largest concentration of agorist vendors and stuff that I've ever seen at any event.
That's great. Fantastic. Well, I think we're going to close it up here. Is there anything you wanted to say or cover before we take off here?
I think that's it. All I wanted to leave your listeners with was just one more time, the URL, porcfest.com, to find out more about Porkfest, read our blog, look at the schedule. There's all kinds of great content on there. And I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I'm getting really excited for Porkfest. It's coming up, and I can't wait to meet all the great people that are coming out to New Hampshire, and I hope to have some of them as my neighbors pretty soon as well.
Great.
Okay, super. Thanks so much, Piero. That was wonderful to be on your show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. No, this has been really nice, and I know that all of our listeners are interested in what this Pork Fest is, and they think it's a really nice thing. So hopefully quite a few of them are going to go. I don't know if I'll be making it myself, but we're trying to find a representative for Agorist Radio to at least show up. So maybe we'll have a booth. We'll see.
Great. Well, I would love to get the chance to meet you, and if not this year, maybe next year you can start making plans now.
Yeah, great. Okay. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Hero.
Take care. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to another edition of Cypherpunked, and we're going to leave out here with Oasis.
sing the things if I want. Free to be whatever I, whatever I choose, and I'll sing the things if I want. Whatever you do, whatever you say, yeah, I know it's alright. Whatever you do, whatever you say, yeah, I know it's alright.
Hero White of the Cypherpunk Show. AgoristRadio.com is sponsored by MetroPipe.net, SSH proxy and VPN services. Privacy is your right, only if you defend it. Please support our sponsors and tell others about them.
Broadcasting from deep within the Second Realm, you are listening to AgoristRadio.com.